Well, we have got to talk about have. Have, H-A-V-E, is a very prominent exception to the silent E rule. It's true that the E is silent in have, so that part works with the rule. But the pronunciation of the letter A is a, like in words without a final E, like hat and pad. It doesn't sound like the long A in words that end with E, like gave and save and wave. And also the word behave, which has the same letters H-A-V-E as have, but it is pronounced behave. The word have does not behave. The good news about have is that it is such a common word that readers get a lot of practice reading it, and good readers will adapt to the unusual pronunciation of have fairly quickly. The question is how to get started with teaching have. There are some other words you might teach alongside of have, which could make it easier to get started. Notice that two other words are part of the same word family, has, H-A-S, and had, H-A-D. Has, had, and have all have the same a vowel sound. I can imagine lessons showing the written form of these three words while reinforcing how they're all pronounced similarly. I have a dog. She has a dog. He had a dog. You can certainly point out that have has is an exception to the silent E rule, but keep it in this context that emphasizes that has, had, and have all sound very similar and mean similar things. The lesson might be extended to students adding their own sentence endings in either a writing exercise or speaking aloud. In this complete the sentence game, students read I have and add what they have, like I have a cookie or something. Then they read she has and complete that one, and so on. If they're speaking, they can point to the words have, has, had as they give their completions. If you ever wanted a lesson in which you focused on exceptions to the silent E rule, have would be an obvious example to include. Some other possibilities are give, G-I-V-E, love, L-O-V-E, glove, G-L-O-V-E, come, C-O-M-E, and done, D-O-N-E. Like have, these words are all similar in that the final E is not pronounced, but the vowel in each of them is short, not long. Remember that have is so common that if you get young readers started reading have, they'll get lots of practice to reinforce your lessons. I hope you and your students have fun.